You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for Neutral Corner, comparing coverage of recent revelations that the governments of Venezuela and the United States have been having these secret negotiations. This is despite the very sort of hostile public rhetoric between the two, as I'm sure we're all vaguely aware of. They're not friends. Venezuela accuses the US of trying to destabilize them. US says the Venezuelan Prime Minister Maduro is a dictator. In response, Maduro has been holding a lot of sort of public events, calling on people not just in Venezuela but around the world to sort of join him in denouncing Trump, while the whole time having these secret little chats with Donald Trump.
Across the world, people are showing support for Venezuela's right to sovereignty and self-determination under the slogan "No More Trump." In the Venezuelan capital, thousands of government supporters marched to reject the criminal economic blockade the U.S. recently imposed on the South American country. This is part of day-long events held across Venezuela and the world. The latest blockade has seen the U.S. freeze all Venezuelan assets within U.S. territory and prohibit both its citizens and entities from cooperating with the Bolivarian government. In Africa, citizens also rallied in support of the Bolivarian nation. Nationals and social organizations in Mozambique, Namibia, South Africa, Equatorial Guinea, and Angola marched while chanting "Chavez lives." They also called for an end to the criminal and illegal blockade that is putting in danger the lives of Venezuelan citizens. Many also stood in solidarity with Venezuela in Europe. In cities like Rome, Berlin, and Vigo in Spain, activists sent their best wishes to the Venezuelan people. They also called on their own governments to break with imperialist policies like those of the United States and respect the legitimate Bolivarian government. And across the Americas, people also showed up in support of the South American country. In Haiti, Antigua and Barbuda, Brazil, the Dominican Republic, and Bolivia, citizens called on the international community to stop meddling in Venezuela's affairs. President Nicolas Maduro joined the thousands in Caracas in condemnation of the U.S. blockade. During his speech, the president highlighted what's at stake for the Bolivarian nation.
This is a battle for our right to live and exist, for independence and sovereignty, for the respect of international right. The imperialist government of Donald Trump continues to constantly violate the norms and values of international law.
President Maduro also referred to the actions of the United States as another attempt at imposing a global dictatorship.
They take coercive, illegal measures by using the economic power of the dollar. They use the power of U.S. banks and try to impose a global dictatorship, the dollar dictatorship. But Venezuela is an issue for them, because we speak for ourselves, because we stand up, because we tell the truth with no filters.
And that was a Telesur report on mass protests in Venezuela against Donald Trump. Interesting enough, Telesur still has yet to cover, which being the Venezuelan state broadcaster, has yet to cover these revelations about these secret negotiations, which sort of makes sense. Obviously, they had these negotiations in secret, because this is my sort of whole thing about the Venezuelan quote-unquote crisis, is that a lot of it has been seemingly manufactured by the governments of America and Venezuela to really position themselves as enemies and hide the fact that America still gets like a hell of a lot of oil from Venezuela. Obviously, the people will get caught in the middle of this, and there's never a whole lot of concern for them when there's, you know, your barrels of oil have to be shipped. And this is also seen on Fox News, which is the big right-wing thing, quite close to the sort of Trump, you know, faction of America. They didn't cover it either on their actual thing. I only managed to find this next clip on Fox Business, which is like a subsection, which generally tends to be less ideological than the Fox News side, I think, because there's, you know, business people got to get their actual proper information about things. So on Fox Business, they interviewed a expert on sort of Iranian affairs, really tried to position it as Maduro has... He might have been having these talks, but he has no options. He's really stuck, which I think is ultimately reinforcing the broader American position, which is that sort of Maduro is this awful dictator and he's like the worst man in South America, when in reality, he's a lot chummier with the states than you would suspect.
Secret negotiations with the White House revealed President Trump and Venezuela's disputed leader Nicolas Maduro confirming that top aides from both sides have been in communication regarding Maduro's potential exit, even as the White House ramps up economic sanctions against the socialist regime. Here now is Chris Harmer, who is a retired Navy commander. First of all, do you believe this report? Do you think there has been this contact?
For sure there has been contact. Even though we don't have formal diplomatic relations between Venezuela and the United States, there's always some level, low-level communication taking place between or through third parties. So it's not at all surprising that the United States and Venezuela have been talking. And there's been significant anecdotal evidence that Maduro has been looking for an escape plan for himself. Venezuela is on a trajectory that ends in utter disaster for most Venezuelan citizens. It's already gotten there. Maduro's looking at this and saying he's ruling over a collapsed country, a failed state. If he has any self-awareness left at all, he's going to look for an escape hatch. And as far as we can tell, he's already looked at it. He's already thought about it. But both the Russians and Cubans sort of forced him to stay in, or encouraged him, highly encouraged him to stay in.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's so interesting is I mean, I would lean on your military intelligence here. How does he negotiate with the U.S. when before it was really the Russians and the Cubans who were propping him up and giving him all kinds of support to stay there? Now he sort of betrays them to get out. I can't believe that they would be very happy with that, would facilitate that, and wouldn't try to maybe kill him on the way out.
Yeah, so in their case, they want him there as a surrogate for them. The Cubans
right.
don't want him. And the real problem for Maduro at this point, if you're in any way sympathetic towards him, which I'm not, but just looking at it from his perspective, the problem is, where does he go?
Right.
Nobody in Central or South America wants him. This guy is responsible for destabilizing a significant portion of the population, both in his country and in neighboring countries. So nobody in Central or South America wants this problem. The reasonable place for him to land would be Cuba, but Cuba wants him to stay in power. So there's not a lot of places left for him to go. I imagine we have some third country parties that we would negotiate with. And this is not an unheard of scenario. Think about Idi Amin. He found an escape hatch. He was a bloodthirsty, vicious dictator. We allowed that guy to escape. Baby Doc Duvalier out of Haiti. There's been plenty of dictators, horrible people that have gotten an escape hatch, an escape clause, if we allowed them to go and they just abdicated the power. And I think Maduro still has a very narrow window of opportunity to do that, but it's not going to stay open long.
Yeah, and we would do that for the greater good of the population there. Chris.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.